Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Luke's English Podcast. This is just a quick message, really. It's not a full episode. It's just a quick hello and a chance for me to give you some news and to say a couple of things, make a couple of announcements, all right? I've got about 8 different announcements which I'd like to make to you in this episode. So let's get started. The first thing is about my competition. I would just like to remind everyone that I'm running a competition at the moment, and I really hope that you will take part and send me your recordings. If you listened to episode 200, I went through all the rules of the competition. I launched it. And if you want to find out the details, if you're not sure of all the rules and other details, you can just go back to episode 200 and you'll find all the details there. Basically, I'd like you to send me up to 5 minutes of audio, up to. So you could send me less than 5 minutes if you want. Send me up to 5 minutes of audio of you speaking about whatever you want. Send it to my email address for this competition, which is podcastcomp@gmail.com. And then on the 31st of August, the competition will close. After that, I'll publish all of the bits of audio which I've received, and then listeners can vote for their favourite. The winner at the end will have the privilege of being interviewed by me on Luke's English Podcast. Okay, so that's just a reminder of the competition. Now, please do enter, because at this stage, I haven't had as many entries as I expected. I expected to have a lot more than what I've had so far. Only a few people have actually entered the competition. In fact, at this point, only 7 people have entered, which is quite a surprise. It's less than I expected. Just to give you a bit of context, overall, my podcast was downloaded 12,000 times in the last 24 hours, and the 200th episode specifically has had almost 9,000 listens since I published it. And I published it, when did I publish it? It must have been about a week ago. So 9,000 listens and only 7 people have entered. That's a minuscule percentage of the people who actually listen to the episode. A tiny percentage of the listeners have actually entered the competition. All right. So I know that there's plenty more time to come. The competition closes on the 31st of August, so you've got plenty of time. But I've been wondering, why haven't I had more competition entries? I've had some, as I said, and they're great. It's great to hear from you. If you're one of the 7 people who've entered this competition, it's really great to hear from you. But I've just been wondering, why haven't more people entered? Now, it could be because they don't really want to win. Maybe people are a bit shy and they don't necessarily want to be featured on a full interview on Luke's English Podcast. About that interview, if you win, you know, it's sort of quite flexible at the moment. It doesn't have to be an hour long. It could be less than that. It could be much less. It depends. We'll work that out when we get there. So maybe people are a bit shy and they don't necessarily want to be interviewed on Luke's English Podcast. That's fine. Absolutely fine. Maybe also I haven't had as many entries because people are waiting, because there's still plenty of time. I mean, you've got until the end of the month to send me your competition entries. So maybe just people are waiting for, preparing themselves, getting themselves ready. Maybe they're planning what they're going to say. So it might not be that bad. I expect that later on in the month I'll get more competition entries. But whatever your reason is, that's cool. But I would just like to encourage you to take part in the competition. And remember that here at Luke's English Podcast, we are a big, happy family. And I'm sure everyone's going to be happy to hear comments from listeners on the podcast. So do take part in the competition, and I look forward to hearing your entries. Send them to podcastcomp@gmail.com, and you can just go to episode 200 in order to find out all the other information, just in case you've forgotten. Okay, right, so that's the competition. The next thing I wanted to tell you about was the fact that you may have noticed that recently I've been uploading lots and lots of episodes. I've been doing like, you know, two every week, something like that, which is very regular and a lot more frequent than normal. It depends, you see, on how busy I am in the year. And at very quiet times in the year, I sometimes post like one podcast a month, even less sometimes. But when I've got a bit more free time, because I'm obsessed with doing Luke's English podcast, when I have more free time, I tend to end up publishing more content. So, yes, I've uploaded lots of episodes recently, and I hope that you've managed to keep up with them all. I mean, if you're listening to this, it probably means that you are keeping up. But there's probably a lot of people out there who haven't managed to keep up with all the latest episodes. You might not have listened to them all. And that's fine, because things will quieten down before long, because I'm going to go on holiday. And then after that, I'll be very busy again when the academic year begins in the autumn. I'm going to be very busy. I'm going to have two jobs to do. So things will be quieter, and you'll have a chance to catch up on all the episodes that I've been publishing in the summer. So I'm just uploading a lot now, and you'll be able to catch up with all these episodes in the quieter period, which comes up in autumn. Okay. The next thing I want to tell you is that a phrasal verb a day now has a new location. Did you know that I've been doing episodes called A Phrasal Verb a Day? I think you probably do. Basically, these are short episodes in which I teach you a phrasal verb, okay? The plan was at the beginning of the year that I would teach you a phrasal verb every single day this year, but that didn't quite work out. I've done 77 phrasal verbs so far, and they're now available on their own podcast channel. I've set them up as a channel on Audioboo, and it's much, much easier to find them. If you are a subscriber to A Phrasal Verb a Day using my Audioboo account, which is Luke Thompson, or it could also be called The Daily Thompson, if you manage to subscribe to that RSS feed, I'm not going to be posting A Phrasal Verb a Day there anymore. I've moved to a new location. If you just go to iTunes or even just Google A Phrasal Verb a Day, then you'll find it. Alternatively, you can just go to teacherluke.co.uk and click the menu item that says A Phrasal Verb a Day. You'll find all the information there. You'll find the new RSS feed. You'll find a link to iTunes, and you'll find other information about how you can subscribe to those episodes. It should be much easier to subscribe and to download all the episodes of A Phrasal Verb a Day. Just go to teacherluke.co.uk and you can find all the details there. My next point is, I would just like to remind you, please do visit teacherluke.co.uk. There's lots of extra content there. You might just be someone who listens to the podcast. You just listen and you don't visit the website. Well, I would just like to suggest that if you haven't visited teacherluke.co.uk, go there, because there's lots of extra stuff. For example, I upload sometimes other content which is not in my audio feed. For example, I recently did some interviews on other people's podcasts, OPP, other people's podcasts. I did an interview on All Ears English. I did an interview with Zdenek from Zdenek's English Podcast. And you can find those interviews, you can listen to them and download them. Just visit teacherluke.co.uk and you'll find them. So I do put other content there, which you don't find in the normal audio podcast, okay? There's also videos, and there are, as well, a couple of Easter eggs on the site, which not many people have found yet, okay? An Easter egg on a DVD, you know, on a DVD or on a website or something, an Easter egg basically means, like, content which is a bit difficult to find. So there are a few Easter eggs on teacherluke.co.uk. If you look carefully, you might be able to find them. The next thing I'd like to say is I hope that Luke's English Podcast is still one of your favourite podcasts and that you manage to keep up with all the episodes that I upload. I still hope you're with me and, you know, I still hope that Luke's English Podcast is in your eardrums on a regular basis. Now, I get new listeners to the podcast all the time. So if you are a new listener to the podcast, I'd like to say welcome. And I also suggest that you investigate some of the older episodes because there's some very good stuff in there, even if I say so myself. Some of the older episodes are great and there's lots of good stuff that you can learn from those. From my statistics on my website, I can see that, for example, episode 29, which is called Mystery Story Narrative Tenses, that involves a mystery story in which I use to teach you some of the main narrative verb tenses that we use in English. So that episode, number 29, that's one of the most popular episodes with new listeners. It seems that lots of people find Luke's English Podcast through that episode. Like they search for something like story with narrative tenses in English, and that one comes up on the Google results. So a lot of people find that. I listened back to that episode recently and I am quite proud of it. I'm quite pleased with that episode. So if you haven't heard some of the older ones, go back and check them out. You can find the archive list on my website, or if you use iTunes, you can just find all of the episodes there and you can kind of download them all and work through them one by one. But the episode 29, I'm pretty proud of that. It ticks lots of boxes. You know what I mean? Lots of different boxes get ticked. For example, useful grammar, tick. Hopefully entertaining little story, tick. Some different sound effects for interesting listening, tick. Tick. So it sort of ticks a few boxes, that episode. I'm quite proud of it. Let's see. Another thing I'd like to tell you about is the transcript collaboration, which is going on my website. I have talked about it before. I did an episode all about the transcript collaboration. But I just wanted to say that more and more episodes are being transcribed all the time by listeners. It takes me quite a long time to proofread all of the transcripts. I have to read them and check them before I publish them on the website. But now, many episodes have been completed. They've been completely transcribed, and they're just waiting for me to check. But a lot of those already transcribed episodes are very good, and they're almost perfect. It's just that I need to check them before I publish them. But if you do check the transcript collaboration page on teacherluke.co.uk, you'll find a list of lots of episodes which have been fully transcribed, which you can now read yourself, okay? I do keep adding and publishing fully checked and fully completed transcripts onto my website, but it might be worth you going to have a look at some of those transcriptions. If you fancy actually transcribing some episodes, you can just do 5 minutes if you like. You don't have to do the whole episode. You can just do sort of like 5 minutes of one. It's all done using Google Documents. Check out the transcript collaboration by clicking transcripts on my website. Okay, I think the overall message seems to be here. Visit teacherluke.co.uk. Genuinely, because there's some good stuff for you to check out there. Another thing I'd like to say, don't forget to visit the discussion forum, which you can find on teacherluke.co.uk. Some people are talking about topics like their favourite songs in English, sharing different song titles that they've used to help them learn English. Some people are even sharing their Skype details, setting up things like WhatsApp groups and Skype groups so that they can actually communicate with each other and practice their English that way. It's great. So join the community, visit the website, go to the discussion forums and check out what people are talking about there and leave your comments. There's a discussion forum open which says send me your questions for the podcast. And there you can write questions or comments, and I'll respond to them in an episode of the podcast. I haven't had a chance to do that soon, but it's there, and eventually I'm going to come to those questions and respond to them, and I'll make episodes of Luke's English Podcast with your questions and comments. Okay? So that's all I have to say in this shorter episode. I just hope that Luke's English Podcast is all that you want it to be, and that it helps you with your English, and that you find it pleasant and hopefully enjoyable to listen to. Do tell your friends about the podcast. Just share it on Facebook. If you have any friends that you know who are learning English or who might enjoy listening to the podcast, tell them about it. Share it around. And I would also like to remind you to listen to all the episodes all the way to the end, because often the last 15 minutes are the best parts, because that's where, you know, something particularly funny or interesting happens often at the end. So do listen all the way to the end of each episode. Do listen to the episodes several times. It's very good for your English, because you'll notice things that you didn't notice before. Do leave your comments on the website. That's very important to me. Reading your comments and reading your feedback is very important, because it kind of gives me encouragement, gives me a sense of what I, you know, what people like, what people prefer me to do, things like that. Do donate to the podcast if you feel like it, because that's sort of vital for allowing Luke's English Podcast to survive. If you have donated to the podcast, then I'd like to say a very, very, very sincere thank you indeed, because donations are, in fact, what keep Luke's English Podcast alive. And if I didn't get any donations, it would end. Sometimes I feel like the podcast is holding on by its fingernails. You know what I mean? Because I've talked about it before. I'm not going to go into it in too much detail. But I do sense sometimes that I could be using my time more productively for my own life. You know, I'm getting to that stage where responsibilities are starting to become important. And if I can justify doing Luke's English Podcast by getting some donations and things, then that's going to help me to keep this alive as a long-term project. But all in all, I would just like to say thank you very much for listening. And that's it. Do enter the competition, okay? Enter the competition. I want to hear your voice on Luke's English Podcast, all right? Good. That's the end of this episode. I haven't said anything particularly funny in this one. I know, I feel obliged. I don't feel obliged. I just feel that I'd like to be funny in every episode. But no, this is a serious one. This is a chance for me to just share some important information with you. And I'll be funny later, okay? You'll just have to wait for me to be funny. You don't have to wait too long. I'm doing a gig tonight. I'm doing some stand-up. I've got like 15 to 20 minutes. I'll try and video it. I'll do my best. Sometimes it doesn't work out and I can't video them because I'm just focusing on doing the performance. But I'll try and video it, and if I get a good result, I'll share it with you. Okay, I understand that also means that if the video doesn't appear, you're going to think, oh, his gig must have been a disaster. Not the case. In fact, some of my most favourite moments of talking have been at my live gigs. I don't share all my stand-up stuff on the podcast because it's quite precious. My material, my live material, is designed to be done live on a stage in front of other people, and it's separate to the podcast. Sometimes I share that stuff on the podcast, but often I like to keep it exclusive to those who actually come to the gigs. Yeah, all right. So if you want to see me on stage, you'll have to come to one of my gigs sometime. That's it for this short episode. Okay, you can expect it to get some more uploads very soon, just before I go on holiday. All right, I hope you're managing to keep up with it all. And I'm now going to stop talking. So thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. But for now, it's bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, You will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.